And now, 88.9 and 96.5 FM WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy, for a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective.
Good Tuesday evening, everybody. I'm Dave Slade from The Cradle and the Convert here with my partner,
Mark Barthelemy, The Convert.
Hey, Mark, do you notice the temperature today?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in Florida on a beach sipping scotch and smoking a big fat brown cigar.
Yeah, like it's been dropping all day in the wind. It's pretty miserable.
Wind chill's probably about, 40, 50 below, you think?
Yep, but it's nice in here. It must be 80.
Well, take your sweatshirt off.
Hey, Mark, with us in the studio this evening, we have Mr. Todd Newell from Newell Auto Body, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the Newell Auto Body Benevolence Program. You know where they gave away a car back just before Christmas?
We had Todd on the show. He told us about it. But it was a secret who got it.
Yeah, now we know. And also with us in the studio, Todd has invited Robin Whitaker, the young lady who was presented that vehicle. And they're going to tell us how that worked and how that's changed their lives. And we're going to get some good information about the Newell Auto Body Benevolence Program. Todd, Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you guys. Much,
yes, it is.
Mark, for having
you bet.
Back
you
give,
bet.
Us,
I think we ought to. Exposure. We ought to mention too that daughter Daisy's in.
Oh yeah, we have a another guest in.
She's
the studio.
She's a silent partner. She's bashful.
She's got the cue cards from Mom.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Todd, somehow or another, you were able to whittle this group of several hundred down and select an appropriate winner of this vehicle. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that went?
Well, our event was the Friday before Christmas. And I partnered with Newhoff Media. They were there to help us coordinate the event, promote the event, and to find the candidate. And it was a little tricky. Their show was a 6 to 9 a.m. show. And so we had a timeline of things that we had to put together, including getting my staff there at 7, the whole Newhoff staff there, of course, there at 5:30 or so. And then Robin, whether she knew it or not, had probably 60 to 80 referrals, or was one of the main things that led us to picking her as the candidate.
Now, where did those come from, Todd?
They could do it online.
Okay,
they could just say we know somebody. She doesn't like to get help, but this is the kind of person that could use a helping hand right now. Some of the troubles and stuff she's had last year.
So these were people that knew her.
Absolutely. So they basically, a big portion of the student body and teachers and stuff from Argentina were at our shop at 7:15.
Wow.
And we had a timeline, and at 7:40 we were to go on the air to announce, to just have a little discussion, me and Robin and the buyer's team. So we had a lot to kind of coordinate there in a short period of time. They were on time at 7:15. Her and her friend, I couldn't orchestrate that any better. Her friend told her that she had to go to Newell's Auto Body to pick up a vehicle that her husband had a deer hit.
Sweet.
I was clueless.
Drove her all the way up to the upper building. I think she started probably getting a little suspicious when she saw a couple of vehicles she recognized.
No, I thought, they bring their car to Newell's? I've never even heard of this
place everybody?
Before. Yeah. Why didn't they tell me?
So we're all in the shop waiting for her, and she opens the door, and just the look on her face, and it was fantastic. We really had a joyous day, and the people that she saw, her four children who were supposed to be somewhere else, obviously. She saw
school.
All of her friends.
Yeah, so she's thinking Daisy skipped school.
Correct. But so then we got her settled down, and there wasn't a dry eye in the building.
Settled down.
She gets front and center, and then we pull the new car out of the paint booth and drive it down the center lane.
Oh, so she hadn't even seen it.
With a big, big red bow on it that covered up the roof of the vehicle. It's a black Cadillac CTS.
Wow.
And so we just let her just soak it up, and the kids were all over the car. They were climbing around like monkeys in that thing.
Yeah,
and
Daisy called shotgun.
All right, right off, huh?
It had a little thing you could program that said, "Welcome, Robin." So we programmed that in there for you.
Awesome, yeah.
So it was great.
So you were clueless, Robin.
I was clueless.
Wow.
My friend said, you know, her husband hit a deer, and I was taking her there, and when I opened the door, I thought, oh, we're interrupting something. And then I thought, oh, wait, there's a camera. Oh, it must be for Mary Ann, my friend who brought me. And then I saw my daughter Grace, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is something for me. And I started crying immediately because I just knew something good was going to happen.
Had anybody told you?
No,
that they had put you in for this or anything?
No. I had no idea. I was confused. Like, how could I win a car? I didn't register for a car. I just had no idea.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, and it's amazing. Out of all of the entries that were submitted, did you say 60 different
over
people
60.
Referred Robin?
Yes.
Over 60.
Without her knowing about it.
What must that feel like?
It's wonderful. It's just, my friends are such a blessing. They've been such a blessing through this whole thing. 2 years ago in May, my husband was diagnosed with cancer, esophageal cancer, and May of last year, he died. And so, but my friends have been so wonderful to our family, and it's Christ's love that is getting us through this. And it's, you know, God's love through my friends and my family and our community, our Jenna and Oriana, the community has just been wonderful.
Well, we're certainly sorry for your loss.
Yeah,
I didn't know that part of the story.
No.
So we're certainly sorry about that. And our prayers, and like you said, Christ's love
absolutely.
Can bring us through this kind of
thing.
Well,
he had a relationship with Jesus Christ, and he is in heaven. So.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
Great.
That definitely helps when someone dies if you know what's going to happen to them
yep.
and that they have a relationship.
So, Robin, when you went to Newell's that morning, were you driving your car?
Well, Mary Ann had wanted me to drive her car so that I could drive the new car back, but I didn't understand that. Well, she has a Impala. I said, I'm not going to drive your fancy car.
So
I don't want to drive that fancy car back.
The game was right off the bat. That's great.
Oh, and there was all kinds of things that Mary Ann had to lie about. Like, we were supposed to stop and get coffee
mm-hmm.
so that my kids could get there in time because they were sleeping.
Oh, my gosh.
And Daisy had practice, and I woke her up because I was going to take her to practice, early morning practice, and she said she texted me it was canceled.
Ah, bless her heart.
And then I drove by the school, and the coach's car was there. I'm like, oh, she's lying to me.
Yep, she's getting it when I get home.
Like I said, how do you orchestrate that any better?
Yeah,
mean, just,
how do you keep the kids quiet?
Yeah.
You know, that's...
So they didn't know for very long.
No, well, that's
two
probably
youngest
a good
ones
thing.
Didn't.
Yeah, I never got away with skipping school either, Daisy, so I don't feel bad.
So how has the receiving this vehicle been a blessing for you?
You know, you're always trying to teach your kids how to give, for one thing, and just the last couple of years, they have saw what it can do for us. And who gives someone a car? I mean, I just can't. I just am overwhelmed by thankfulness that someone gave us a car. I mean, you just can't even think about that.
Yeah, that's...
Like, it's not anything you can put your mind around. And that's how I was that morning. Like, you could tell I had no idea what was going on. And then when I did know what was going on, you still couldn't understand it.
Well, and you know, you made a good point that it's good to be a good giver. Sometimes
yep.
it's hard to be a good receiver.
Oh,
yes,
you
it
know?
Is.
And you
yes.
have been a very gracious receiver.
Yes, you have. And well-deserving, too.
Yeah, by sharing your story and telling it to all of us. And
Todd, you know, with talking about Christ's love, I mean, Newell Autobody. Those guys put their elbow grease into
yeah.
this, their hearts into it. I mean, they were probably as moved as Robin was seeing this.
Our technicians are really into this program now.
Yeah.
They're really getting a lot out of it. And I don't have the list of sponsors. They were recognized several times, but we owe a lot of thanks to them.
Sure.
You know, they helped us put everything together and, you know, gas cards and insurance and, you know, different parts
wow.
that were needed on the vehicle and the supplies. And
that's so,
you know, we just put it all together.
That
and,
is so.
But from our standpoint, I mean, we've seen, you know, the numbers that the radio station that produced. And, I mean, that's in the background.
You
know,
bet.
And they were big. And,
you
and,
bet.
But the outpouring of, you know, gratitude and appreciation is all
yep.
what it was worth. It was worth it all.
It's all about faith,
yeah,
hope, and
yeah,
charity,
yeah.
And that charity is love.
Yeah, so we agree. So
now it started up good this morning in this cold weather. I take it that's how you got
oh,
here,
yes.
right?
It was parked in the garage.
Heater works good.
Oh, it has seat warmers.
Seat warmers.
That's why Daisy called shotgun.
Said,
you didn't raise any dummies, did you?
I said, but I think one of my favorite things is the seat warmers. And then I said, and that it was free.
When you get my age.
No car's free. No car's free around me. You'll find that out.
When you get my age and the arthritis kicks in, I use that baby in the summer, believe it or not.
You know, another thing that he had mentioned was about insurance. And I'm like, you know, insurance to most people is just like a pain.
Yep.
And I'm like, I got free insurance.
Yeah.
Like free insurance. It's never in the same sentence ever.
Yeah. No.
Full coverage.
I just can't.
Have you got your first ding in it yet, Robin?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
good.
No.
You're one of these like my wife that parks clear in the back 90.
Oh, yes. I do the pull through.
Oh, okay.
So I go as far as I can get to do the pull-through.
But Robin, if you get a ding in that car, where will you take it to have it repaired?
I'll take it all we know, Newell's. Everyone. And someone at church just said yesterday, guess where my car's at? It's at Newell's.
Yeah. Oh, what good news.
I have heard from her since this event, 25 different people. So you just couldn't have given this to more.
Now, you're giving all that away free too, right?
Yeah.
All the repairs?
Sure, yeah.
That's that charity we're talking about.
Well, you know, after sitting here and talking to Robin, I can certainly understand why she was chosen. She's a very delightful and upbeat person, and it's so nice when nice things happen to nice people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, God makes it rain on the good
and
the bad, and it's good to see the rain fall on the good today. You know,
yes,
it
is.
So happy for you. Any last words, Todd? You going to do this again, you think?
Yeah, we do. We do plan on doing it again next year. It'll be right before the holidays again. You know, we're open to ideas, and now that this program has gotten really rolling and off to such a great start, we're looking for potential candidates to maybe even donate a car to us. Somebody that has a vehicle that, you know, maybe they're not using or they've inherited or something like that. I don't really want to get into a big rust bucket or anything like that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
if we've got something that could be given to the program that has a, you know, 100,000, 125,000 miles, it's got a clean interior, we can take it from there. If it's
you
got
can make it look like new, right?
That's
great.
Deal.
So we can trust. Yeah. We trust you'll be back then with us next December.
Well, I hope so. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
We'd love to.
That's great. We've been talking about the Newell Auto Body Benevolence Program here on the Cradle and the Convert, and our guests this evening have been Robin Whitaker, the young lady who was awarded the car from the Benevolence Program, and Todd Newell, owner and operator of Newell Auto Body here in Decatur. We want to thank you guys for being here. And Robin, congratulations. We're so happy for you. And Todd, thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your benevolence, Todd.
You
the
it's
community.
Such a blessing. He has the idea and they get it all together, but it's God's love through them to my family. And, you know, all the people that had put in to say, you know, give the car to Robin or whatever, everyone saw that that's how God's love is being shared is through this. I know it's a car, but when I went to try to get my license, I tried to get the word blessed on it because it's a walking witness. It's a rolling witness of God's love.
It sure is.
It doesn't have anything to do with me.
Well, we'll all have our opinions of that.
It has to do with his decision to want to give someone a car. And all of his workers working on it. It looks brand new.
Yeah. Dave and I have a saying, and that is there are no coincidences.
Oh, no. And my husband's name was Todd.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Well, and Todd proves, too, we always say, too, no gift is too large.
That's right. Remember that, listeners, when you're thinking of donations for WDCR now.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back
so
after
much,
this
y'all.
Word.
Each day, the world is blessed by the heroic dedication of Holy Catholic priests serving in our parishes and religious orders, in nursing homes and hospitals, and as military chaplains around the world. Since the secular culture is often quick to criticize Catholic priests, it's so important for us to offer our prayers and gratitude for the countless Holy Catholic priests who serve humanity with courageous virtue and dedication to Jesus and the gospel. EncouragePriests.org was launched by the Catholic media apostolate CatholicsComeHome.org during the Year for Priests to support our priests and promote vocations. By visiting EncouragePriests.org, you'll be able to help the priests in your life through spiritual bouquets, written or video greetings, and collar holler e-cards. Let's pray daily for our seminarians, priests, bishops, and our Holy Father who bring us the sacraments and help guide our path to heaven. Thank you for joining us in this apostolic mission of EncouragePriests.org and CatholicsComeHome.org.
Good to be alive right about now. Woo! Good to be alive right about now.
All right, it's good to be alive right about now. And you're back with The Cradle and the Convert with Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy here on a Tuesday evening, January the 12th. And Mark, I'm going to editorialize for a few minutes with your permission.
Well, sure.
I'm not a clergyman, and I don't have a formal degree in philosophy or religion, so this is my opinion
okay. And
my perspective. Anxiety can be a bad thing.
Sure.
Have you ever been anxious?
Oh.
Yeah. I used to get nervous before a big test or before a public speaking event. You know, I would even get nervous weekly before we did That Man Is You over a couple years
sure.
of time. And, you know, I never did really understand why, but anxiety is always worse than the actual event. Have you ever noticed
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Our minds can run every imaginable scenario from the disastrous to the phenomenal, you know. But usually it's somewhere in the middle. And then we ask ourselves, why were we so anxious about that?
Afterwards, yeah.
Well, this weekend at Mass, I was remembering a dear friend of mine that passed away a year ago this weekend. He was a very devout Catholic, a daily communicant, and a pretty deep thinker. And someday we'll discuss how deep he was, because he had a list of 12 questions about the church that he wanted someone to address. He spoke to every priest he ever met about him, 4 bishops that I know of, and he even sent his 12 questions to the Pope.
Wow.
But I digress. As I sit there thinking at Mass, I wondered in a whole different light about my friend meeting and seeing God face to face. I really pondered this, and a feeling came upon me that eventually each and every one of us is going to see and meet God face to face.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
No?
I've wondered about that. I mean, I think a lot about that, what he must look like.
Yeah, you can't, not in the wildest of your wildest dreams, can we imagine what this event is going to be like. You know, there's no way, but you and me and all of our listeners will eventually,
yes,
really, truly face this event. So what are you doing right now to prepare for this upcoming greatest of great events? As our faith teaches us, it doesn't matter what you've done in the past.
Right.
Or what you're going to do tomorrow.
Right.
Because tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
That's right.
So we have to focus on the present, on right now.
Yes.
So right now, what are you doing on your spiritual journey? Are you in a good place? Many of us think we are, but are we really? Have we reconciled with God through the sacrament of confession?
Mm-hmm.
Do we keep our Easter duty of receiving the Eucharist at least mm-hmm. once a year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think most of us try to do that a lot more than once a year, as we should. Are we living the commandments and the Beatitudes? Do we talk to God every day? Are we trying to do a little better every single day?
Right.
So about this face-to-face meeting, Mark, if I told you that you were going to be allowed to meet with Pope Francis next week for an hour interview on our show, what would you say?
I would probably pass out.
Would you be anxious?
Oh, absolutely.
Could you sleep?
Probably not.
Would you be working on the questions you're going to ask?
Yep. You better believe it.
Preparation is the key to reducing anxiety. See, if you're well prepared for that interview, then the interview will be okay. Still be anxious about it, but maybe not so much as if you went in there, you know, not very well prepared. Now, inevitably, we're going to have a meeting much sooner than we expect with someone perfectly magnificent, our Creator, our Advocate, and our Final Judge. And it's funny to me that we're not more anxious.
Yeah, that's interesting, but it has to do with faith, right?
Right. Be prepared. Preparation in our faith in God carries us joyfully to that long-expected event. So we have to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're if you were going to meet the Pope, you would prepare.
Sure.
And we are going to meet our Creator.
Yes, we are.
Our Judge. You know, it's going to be a one-on-one. And so, you know, you always hear people talk about fear of the Lord, and we should fear the Lord. And my friend who I talked about had the 12 questions. He hated that statement. He thought, you know, we shouldn't teach children to fear the Lord. But he was thinking of fear as more of a scare or
a fright.
Yeah, or God being a guy that sat up there and kept a tally sheet of
all
the bad things you did.
Right.
You know, here's another one. When actually, fear of God is wonder and awe. You know, a lot of words from the Bible don't translate into English.
That's right.
From Hebrew or from Greek or from Latin.
Right.
Or, you know, any of the Middle Eastern languages. They have words we don't, and we have words they don't.
Right.
So when they talk about fear of the God, it doesn't mean that we should be afraid.
Right.
It simply means that there will be wonder and awe and probably a little anxiety.
I suspect.
You know, we pray at Mass in the Our Father to keep us safe from all anxiety.
Right.
And but we need to have a little bit of anxiety. I think that's the Catholic way, you know, the Catholic guilt. We've got to be anxious about that meeting. Be prepared. Just before any speech or anything else, you must be prepared.
Well, can you imagine, Dave, and this is a since we're editorializing, I'm a stickler for this. Can you imagine having an interview with the Pope and then, you know, 35, 40 minutes into that interview, well, Pope, that's all the time we have for today. We're going to let you know. What is the difference between that and receiving the Eucharist and turning around and walking right out of church without waiting until the priest and the servers had processed out of the sanctuary?
Mm-hmm.
That just makes me crazy. Now, I understand for work. You know, there's been many times with us where we had a 30-minute lunch hour or something where we had to get up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. I understand.
And, you know, I noticed that there are some folks with physical disabilities and handicaps that get up.
Oh, yeah.
That way they don't hold up the line. And
that's exactly right.
But I agree with you.
Do you want to talk about meeting your maker someday? What if you're in the middle of explaining to God that you were a pretty good person, and he says, well, your time's up.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sorry, that's it for today.
Yeah, I mean, and we're talking an hour. Yeah. We're talking an hour usually for masses. I don't understand what possesses people, you know. Oh, I don't want to sit in line. I'm going to be the first one out of the parking lot because I want to get home.
Yeah.
Go to another mass if it's a time crunch, you know.
You know, one of my former pastors, Father Jeff Grant, he's over in Springfield at Blessed Sacrament, told me once, because I asked him about it. I said, what do you think about all these people that leave right after communion? He said, you know, I believe in purgatory. They're going to have to sing every verse of that final closing hymn.
Of every hymn they skipped out on, yeah.
So he said, you know, there'll be some way that they'll make up for that.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so.
So, yeah, I think you're right. I don't understand it. You know, just as, it's kind of like the Christmas season. You know, the big build-up to the Christmas season, and Christmas Day gets here, and that's the last day you hear Christmas music.
Yes.
You'll see neighbors throwing Christmas trees out by 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the Christmas season is just starting.
Right.
You know, it goes on until just last Sunday.
The baptism of the Lord.
The baptism of the Lord. So it's the same thing when you go to communion. I mean, the function of going to Mass is to give to the Lord and to give your time and to receive the Eucharist.
Absolutely.
But to receive it and then not spend some time either in silent contemplative prayer, listening, you know, or presenting your petitions, but to receive communion and head out the door and jump in the car and immediately fight traffic while you may still have part of that host in your mouth, it just seems like people don't get it.
Well, you know, and lots of times I find myself after the Eucharist watching my fellow parishioners taking the Eucharist in the line after I've already been through, and not so much praying, but actually thinking about the community, the communion of saints, all of us. I look at all these people that are there, and they come, most of them every week, and I'm in awe of that, and I'm thinking this is Indicator, Illinois, one Catholic church, Indicator, Illinois.
Yeah, out of five.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And reconciliation. I mean, you brought that up. There's another case, and I think Matthew Kelly made the greatest analogy on that. If you only go once a year, or if you go periodically, you know, he talks about getting the car all clean. When you walk out, you're clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
And your car's completely clean.
And
but
you dodge the puddles.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You avoid sin.
Yeah, but pretty soon, you know, one of the kids gets a fast food meal and, you know, they're throwing a wrapper in the floorboard. Well, that's the first of it. And that's only one wrapper.
Yeah.
But before you know it, the car's a trash can because everybody else is throwing their stuff around and it gets filled up. And if we don't make a habit out of going to regular reconciliation, to confession, and getting ourselves cleaned up, yep, then things just don't seem so bad. And we tend to forget our sins and or minimize them. That's the worst part of it. Lots of times we rationalize our sins. That's God's job, not ours, to decide whether it's okay or it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's not about where you've been. It's not about where you're going. It's about right now. This is the only time you can do anything about stuff. Well, we've only got a minute left in the show this evening, Mark. And, you know, I think of the blessings that we were able to see today with the giving away of that vehicle. Robin Whitaker receiving that car from the Newell Auto Body Benevolence Program. And I think of all the good things that go on around Christmas, and we just need to keep that feeling year-round if we can.
Sure do. You can editorialize anytime you want now, brother. Thanks. I like that.
How would you like to lead us in the prayer of St. Michael? So we all need that. This is a crazy time in this world.
Yes, it is.
And St. Michael is our guardian. So if you'd like to lead that,
absolutely.
I'll
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And hey, that's it for tonight, Mark. Next week, Father Chuck Edwards from the diocese is going to be here to talk to us about discipleship.
I'm anxious.
Me too.
To hear about that.
Yep. I hope you all join us next week. Thanks for being here this evening. I'm Dave Slade.
And I'm Mark Barthelme. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.